You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Why have I asked my HVAC guy I found on Angie.com to change my grandpa's trachea tube? I was so amazed at how he replaced our air ducts. I knew I could trust him to change Pop-Pop's tube.
I think we should call a doctor.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Let's play a round of Chump Tui, shall we? It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Christina is in Mentor. She's going to play. Hey, Christina, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, doing great. Friday the 13th?
It is.
And then Valentine's Day.
I don't like those back to back.
Weird. Isn't it just weird? Yeah. It just strikes me as odd. Yeah, it is. It's definitely different vibes. At least I hope that it is. All right, Christina, go ahead. Christina, whenever you're ready, ask Jen to leave the room.
All right, Jen, will you leave the room, please?
I'm leaving the room. Good luck, Christina.
Thanks.
I'm glad you're still a little bit cheery, considering what happened earlier there, Stevie.
I just want to figure out the problem.
Get to that at 8:10. All right, so we're going to ask you five questions. By the way, did you see they're moving that TJ Maxx in Mentor?
I did. I just saw that yesterday.
Yeah, I know. My wife was telling me about it, and it's one of the three things you need to know. We're going to have a big old TJ Maxx down there by Meyer, I think, right? Down Mentor Commons?
Yeah, yeah, it looks nice over there.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Five questions. I know. It's like 24,000 square feet or such. That's a lot. That's a lot, Max.
TJ Maxx, yep.
Five questions. Make sure you get that answer in before you hear the buzzer. I'm sure you will. But here we go. Question number one, as producer Stevie keeps track on the score. If you've got Valentine's Day plans at, let's say, Pier W, well, consider yourself lucky. Open Table just named it one of the 100 most romantic restaurants in America. My question to you, hopefully, is simple. Do you have a Valentine? And if you do, feel free to shout that person out. That literally is the question.
I do. My hubby, Mike.
There you go. That's fantastic. We've been doing love notes all
day. I don't like when you say it like that.
Long.
A little weird.
Question number two. Groundbreaking on the new Brown Stadium in Brook Park is set for March 2nd. These new renderings that just dropped yesterday include a reimagined dog pound. Now, the dog pound historically can be found behind which area of the football field?
The end zone.
There we go. Question number three. ABC is expanding the Dancing with the Stars franchise with a new spinoff. So it's called Dancing with the Stars, The Next Pro. And season 34 winner Robert Irwin, is reportedly in talks to host. Now, speaking of Robert Irwin, what is the first name of Robert's sister who also competed on and won Dancing with the Stars?
I don't know.
That's all right.
No clue.
Well, all right. We'll let the timer hit, and then we'll move to question number four. During a show in Las Vegas, AJ McLean of the Backstreet Boys told fans that he wants the group to headline the next Super Bowl halftime show. Have the Backstreet Boys ever headlined the Super Bowl halftime show? Yes or no?
No.
Question number five, Amazon Prime Video. They just dropped their first look at the highly anticipated Spider-Man spin-off series, which is Spider-Noir. It's starring Nicolas Cage. Now, Nicolas Cage has been nominated twice for an Oscar for Best Actor. He won for his role in Leaving Las Vegas, but he lost for his role in which 2022 film?
2022.
Oh, there's the timer on that word. There's the buzzer on that one. All right, so we're going to see how you did for those five questions. Now we're going to grab Jen, bring her back into the studio, ask her those same five questions in 4 minutes. Let's continue with a round of Chump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Christina's a mentor. She answered five questions a minute ago. Producer Stevie, how did Christina do?
Christina got three.
There you go.
Good job, Christina.
Yay.
Yes, three of five. Very nice. Trying to win that limited edition iTrump Tui t-shirt. Now it is Jen's turn to answer the same five questions. We'll begin with question number one. If you've got a Valentine's Day plans at Pier W, you're fancy and also lucky. Open Table just named it one of the 100 most romantic restaurants in America. Our question to you, do you have a Valentine? If so, feel free to shout out that person.
Yes, Nate is my Valentine.
There you go.
Snooky Nook-um-poo.
Is that what you usually call him?
Not ever.
Didn't feel natural.
No, yeah, it just kind of.
I was trying to remember what Tim said earlier.
Where yeah, it was pretty
you kept
close.
Saying like Nook'em,
like Snook'em Pie or something
right.
weird. Yeah, that was very close.
Right,
we're in the same
realm.
Head name realm. Question number two.
I know.
Stevie, I don't either.
There you
way.
Go.
Yeah.
Question number two. Groundbreaking on the new Brown Stadium in Brook Park is set for March 2nd, and there's new renderings. They just dropped yesterday, including a reimagined dog pound. Now, the dog pound historically can be found behind which area of the football field?
I don't know. The goalposts. The scoring place. The end zone.
I heard three things.
The end zone.
They were all the same
goal place. Goalpost, end zone. Yeah, I know. It's oh end zone, yeah.
It's not the right name. Till
yeah,
the, end.
The scoreboard. I know. Question number three.
I embarrassed myself. Quit asking me sports questions.
You didn't embarrass yourself. You said goalpost. I would have given goalpost because it's that wrong. It's
okay.
Not wrong. It's really behind one of the end zones, but the goalpost is right there too, you know. Question number three. The dog pound historically.
Don't.
Okay. ABC is expanding the Dancing with the Stars franchise with a new spinoff, Dancing with the Stars, The Next Pro. Season 34 winner Robert Irwin is reportedly in talks to host. What is the first name of Robert's sister who also competed on and also won Dancing with the Stars?
Bindi.
It is. As we move to question number four. During a show in Las Vegas, AJ McLean of the Backstreet Boys told his fans that he wants the group to headline the next Super Bowl halftime show. Have the Backstreet Boys ever headlined the Super Bowl halftime show? Yes or no?
No.
That's correct. They were approached in 2001, but they turned it down and performed the national anthem instead.
Oh.
You think they regret that?
I would think you would kind of regret that. That is a relatively big stage. Question number five. Amazon Prime Video just dropped its first look at the highly anticipated Spider-Man spinoff series, Spider-Noir, starring Nicolas Cage.
Sounds fancy.
Nicolas Cage. Go ahead.
I just don't get why it's so fancy.
Noir. Nicolas Cage
when you say it like that.
Has been nominated twice for an Oscar for Best Actor. Now, he won for his role in Leaving Las Vegas.
But dang it. That's the one I knew.
I think we all know the way.
Oh, darn it.
But lost for his role in which 2022 film?
He was in a 2022
apparently.
Film? Apparently. National Treasure.
Adaptation.
I don't remember that.
Final totals there, Stevie.
Christina 3, Jen 4.
Oh, I'm sorry, Christina.
Yep.
That's all right. Okay.
That's all right. Close game, though. Christina, you know what you need to say.
I do. This is Christina from Mentor, and I could not trump Chewy.
Keith is in North Olmsted, going to play this round of Trump Chewy on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Keith, how are you, man?
Good, Tim. How are you?
We are doing very well. You ready to play this round of Trump Tui?
Yes.
Good. We're glad. All right. Ask Jen to leave the room, and Starve and Stevie will stay in and keep track of the score.
Sounds good. All right. Jen, could you please leave the room? Good luck to you.
Thank you, Keith. I'm leaving the room. Good luck to you as well.
Just trying to have fun with it, Stevie. I don't know what else to do.
At least they didn't take both my snacks.
Somebody took your Are you going to hide them now?
Ugh.
No.
I just like to have them there.
I know you do. We're going to get camera.
I think so.
Snack cam.
We need a snack cam.
All right, Keith, you have played before. You know how to work or how to play the game. There is a timer involved. Just make sure you give me your answer before you hear that buzzer. Obviously, we'll ask you five questions. Producer Stevie stays in the studio with me. Jen is in the hallway. Once you're done, we'll play a quick song so we can let Jen know it's time for her to enter the studio and answer those same five questions. If you win, you're heading of the weekend with a limited edition I Trump 2E t-shirt. So here we go. Question number one. TJ Maxx is opening a new store in Northeast Ohio. This one's in Mentor Commons. It's relocating from a nearby spot, and now it's going to be 24,000 square feet. The opening is scheduled for February 26th. Do you like shopping at TJ Maxx? Yes or no?
Yes.
Question number two. Wendy's. Celebrating National Chili Day by handing out freebies.
That. It was you that took my bar.
I would tell you, if I would have taken your bar and that is a Tim move, I would have told you 3 hours ago that I took your bar
making
and gave it back.
Noise,
I just can't.
Snack.
I don't know. Cookies and cream protein bars
exactly.
Usually right up the Tim alley. Usually get some chips. Look at my size.
Sour Patch Kid vibe.
Yeah, I had that whole bag of Sour Patch Kids in here for the show to share. Nobody messed with that. I just thought if it's a good call.
They didn't steal it.
So anyway, February 26th, customers who spend at least $5 in the Wendy's app can get a small chili. What is the name of Wendy's famous frozen dessert?
Frosty.
Question number three. A John Wick video game is in the works. So game developer Saber Interactive announced yesterday that it's developing a big budget video game based on the Keanu Reeves action films. Is Keanu Reeves over or under the age of 60?
Over.
Question number four. A, B, C is expanding the Dancing with the Stars franchise with a new spinoff. So this show is going to follow rising ballroom dancers living together as they fight through an intense audition process for a pro spot on the main show. The first winner of Dancing with the Stars was this actress, known for her role in General Hospital as Sam.
Susan Lucci.
Let's go with Susan Lucci. Why not? Question number five. Harry Styles, Kiss All the Time, Disco Occasionally. That album is set to come out on March 6th. But if you want to listen to the full album before anybody else, the artist has announced pre-listening, or kind of a pre-release listening party, in 40 cities around the world starting on February 18th. What movie did Harry star in alongside Florence Pugh in 2022?
I have a slight idea, but yeah.
Oh, there's the buzzer on that one. All right. Keith in North Olmsted, he did his job. He answered five questions a minute ago. Producer Stevie's going to let him know how he did. And then it's Jen's turn to answer those same five questions in 3 minutes.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Why have I asked my HVAC guy I found on Angie.com to change my grandpa's trachea tube? I was so amazed at how he replaced our air ducts. I knew I could trust him to change Pop-Pop's tube.
I think we should call a doctor.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Continue with a round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Keith is in North Olmsted. Answer five questions a minute ago. Starve and Stevie, how did he do?
Keith got three.
Good job, go. Keith.
I like the name.
Thank you.
Starve with Stevie.
I know.
It's going to be until
like
we find the whoever stole that protein bar of yours or permanently borrowed. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to put it. We'll figure
it out.
It's
got collagen in it, too. No, creatine, something.
Chase the Boss is on it. He's on it.
He's going to figure it out.
I'm excited to see the development.
Me, yeah. Too.
Because he seems locked in.
Oh, he's locked in. Question number one. TJ Maxx is opening a new store in Northeast Ohio. This one's going to be in Mentor Commons. Relocating from a nearby spot will now be more than 24,000 square feet. The opening, by the way, is scheduled for February 26th. Do you like shopping at TJ Maxx? Yes or no?
Oh, very much so, yes.
There you go. Question number two. Wendy's is celebrating National Chili Day by handing out freebies. So on February 26th, customers who spend at least $5 in the app can get a small chili. What is the name of Wendy's famous frozen dessert?
Frosty.
Question number three. That's enough
Please.
Of that.
Stop.
Yeah, we are going to move on. Yeah. Question number three, John Wick video game. It is in the works. Game developer Saber Interactive just announced yesterday that it's developing a big-budget video game based on the Keanu Reeves action films. Is Keanu Reeves over or under the age of 60?
Oh, my gosh. Please say under. Under.
He is not under the age of 60. Keanu Reeves is 61 years old.
Wow.
Question number four. ABC is expanding on Dancing with the Stars, the franchise. It has a new spinoff, so this show is going to follow the rise of ballroom dancers living together as they fight through an intense audition process for a pro spot on the main show. The first winner of Dancing with the Stars was this actress, known for her role in General Hospital as Sam.
Kelly Monaco.
It was. Nice job. Question number five.
Jen, you got to get this one or we'll have a tiebreaker.
How fun. How fun, Stevie. Thank
yes.
you.
Yes.
Hate the tiebreaker.
More than a snack stolen or
Yeah, you could have it worse, Jen.
That's true, Stevie.
Question five. Harry Styles, Kiss All the Time, Disco Occasionally. That album is set to come out on March 6th. But if you want to listen to the full album before anybody else, the artist has announced pre-release listening parties in 40 cities around the world starting on February 18th. What movie did Harry Styles star in alongside Florence Pugh in 2020? Two.
All that drama, where the heart goes on. Where have all the cowboys gone?
Don't worry, darling.
Oh.
You remember the drama? You remember the drama?
Yes!
I remember the week. None of us would have came up with the name of that.
Yeah,
movie.
I said that. I was like, I remember the whole like promo and everything, and all the drama, but I would never remember the name.
Never.
Tiebreaker time?
Yeah, tied at three.
Okay, I'll tied play. At three. All right, so it's tiebreaker time. Keith, obviously the timer is still involved. You need to give me your answer before you hear that buzzer. To keep it fair, Jen has a pen in her hand. She's writing down her answer the exact same time. I'm going to quickly go back to question number two. We talked about Wendy's and we talked about that Frosty. I want to know how many years ago was the Frosty launched at Wendy's?
No.
How many years ago?
How many years ago did Wendy's open?
How many years ago? That'll be the next tiebreaker question. That I don't know. How many years ago was the Frosty launched? Here's your timer.
60
years ago. Jen,
I wrote down 52.
It was 57 years ago.
Oh, my gosh. We were right there, Keith. I'm sorry.
57 years ago that Frosty was launched. Keith, it's always good to hear from you, buddy, but you know what you need to say.
Yes, I do. This is Keith from North Olmsted, and I did not trump Tui.